What happens when we look back at earlier advanced civilizations? Is there any pattern of complexity, collapse, and correction? This is the real question that we have to ask ourselves, and it's the question that historians, paleontologists, anthropologists have to all come together on and try to understand if there is some pattern that would allow us to anticipate whether we were taking steps toward some collapse. It turns out that in every one of those civilizations, when they start out, they're able to solve their simpler problems by simple left and right brain problem-solving techniques. But over a period of time, as their methods for collecting food, for distributing water, their monetary systems, their social networking systems, and governments become more and more complex, it becomes difficult for them to be able to collect knowledge or facts about their conditions. And so problem solving becomes increasingly difficult for these societies to perform. When that happens, one of the first symptoms is gridlock. What I mean by gridlock is that for generations, these societies become unable to solve their most complex problems. And those problems then begin moving from one generation to another. The earliest signs that a society is on the verge of collapse is that there are identifiable problems that that society knows are very dangerous, so they begin mitigating the most harmful symptoms, but they never go to cure. And those problems then start to grow in terms of their size and their peril. They move from one generation to another. What interested me about our society is I see that same pattern occurring. Every 4 years, we have elections, and what we find is that the same problems are being brought up by our government. Our government and our leaders don't seem to be able to fix those problems. And so we have to ask ourselves, if we're not fixing them, what is happening to them? Well, here's the truth. They're not staying the same size. We're either fixing the problem or we're allowing it to perpetuate. And I would argue, and I think anybody would who's been alive for a couple of decades, is that we're allowing them to perpetuate and to grow and to possibly threaten the entire species of the planet. The truth is that in earlier civilizations, we had massive geographic separation, so the decline of one civilization wasn't necessarily connected to another civilization. You could have the Mayans go away and it didn't necessarily affect anybody on a continent away. But today we have a highly interdependent global civilization. We're really talking about the entire species of humankind. And when we begin to look at an entire species, we have to ask ourselves, what will happen as we take the steps that other civilizations have taken toward collapse? We've never experienced global collapse of the species, but we certainly can all agree we no longer have those geographic buffers between one civilization to another.